Hello. Hello, my name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, National Public Opinion Research Firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and state and local communities. May I speak with Nikita Goldmark?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. In this case, can you please let us know if you're registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain that you will vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Probably.
Thank you so much. May I know what's your race?
What?
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latin descent? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. May I know in what year were you born?
2002.
Thank you. Give me a moment. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. The first one is Stephen Fula, mayor of New Jersey.
Forty.
Thank you. The next one is Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey.
80.
Thank you. The next one is Tammy Murphy, first lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate.
80.
Thank you. The next one is Ravi Vala, mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress.
Never heard.
Okay, let me write that down. The next one is Bob Menendez, senator and candidate for U.S. Senate.
50.
50, okay. The next one is Rob Menendez, congressman and candidate for Congress.
Also 50.
Thank you. The next one is Andy Kim, South Jersey U.S. congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate.
I don't know them.
Okay, and the next one is Joe Biden, President of the United States.
60.
Thank you. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first name that comes to your mind?
Rob Menendez?
Yes.
I don't know. No association.
Okay, let me write it down. Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Neutral, I guess. I don't know that much.
In a case of course, that somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, like somewhat approve. Like
Thank
somewhat,
you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom will you vote?
Tammy Murphy.
Thank you so much. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were, were Kyle Yersey, Revivala, Rob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
I only know Rob Menendez from that list, really.
In that case, will you vote for any of them?
Not enough information.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you. Well, if the Democratic primary election of Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, will you lean towards voting for Kyle Yersey, Revivala, or Rob Menendez?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you so much. And if the last few, in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senate Bob Menendez?
A lot.
Thank you. How closely will you say that you're following recent criminal incidents against U.S. Senate of both Menendez? Very close, somewhat closely, not
closely. Not close.
Okay. Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. The first one is that there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealing.
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Wait, neutral.
Thank you. The next one is that Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Neutral.
Thank you so much. The next one is that Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Probably.
In that case, do you somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Agree. Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next one is that Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issue in any way. Do you agree or disagree with your statement?
Slightly disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is that Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and shall not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. The first one is that critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, and in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal incidents, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez says that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because has done nothing wrong. They said that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They said there has been any accusation of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it will be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they said it is unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Does the statement from critics or Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
I think maybe a bit towards the first one.
For the credits?
Yeah, with like the cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you, see your opinion will be much closer to the critics or somewhat closer?
Probably closer to the critics.
Okay, in that case, will be much closer or somewhat closer to them?
Somewhat closer.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez says he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They said that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez says that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, and as well as Mayor Raj Barak, Brian Stack, and Chris Bogwich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right? They said that the critics or the supporters come closer?
Critics, slightly closer.
Somewhat closer or much closer?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Okay, and now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. The first one is that Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He's but to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Will you much likely support a candidate? Somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is that the only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
Much more likely.
Okay. Rob Menendez is fighting against the straight MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who wants to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who despite the rising crime and violence in our communities continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters in aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is that Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tapes to put money in working people's pockets, he fought to make our neighborhood safer and more liable. Robbie and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives the challenge we face every day and why he's ready to meet this moment.
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is that the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is that Hoboken Mayor Rivera has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Vela believes this moment requires changes that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predatory catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kylie Casey, Ravi Vala, and Rob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Vala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement is accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Vala for Congress. The first one is that in a district that is overwhelming Hispanics, Ravi Vala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind the scenes schemes to remove a Latin from the state assembly.
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Ravi Vala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending had increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Vlad takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor.
Slightly less likely.
Will be somewhat less likely, a little less likely, much less likely? Okay, thank you. The next one is that Ravi Vala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Vala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Vala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Vala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Ravi Vala is too close to the Republican Party. Vala, he prays on Christ Christi and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christi for re-election over Democrats. Vala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Vala was even business partner with the Republican state chairman.
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the next one is that Ravi Vala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethic of others. Vala has his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York when he was disappointed for being, quote, dishonest and deceitful, end quote. He has twice been the subject of federal tax lines for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debt. And Vala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosure form.
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kylie Casey, Ravi Vala, and Rob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you so much. Finally, I just have a few more questions for aesthetical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Family.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
I'm currently in college.
Okay. Thank you so much. And are you currently on retire? Are you currently a retired member of a labor union?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My what?
Your first name.
Nikita.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. And just one more question. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yes.
Thank you so much. That will be all. I really appreciate you taking the time to take the survey with me today. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure. Bye.